Paul, a game that obviously you chased for a lot here today, just kind of your impressions on not being able to get to where you wanted the game to be at one point?
Well, we were just behind it from the entire, just when you get down two, you got a problem. I think we held even for a long time, and after that kind of 1-1, but we didn't get enough pucks to the net easily or cleanly. To generate it, give ourselves a chance to get back into the game. So you got more risk built into your game here. And as the game wore on, we were relying on kind of the knockout punch to score a goal, and it cost us a few problems for sure.
Seems like it's been a bit more difficult to score goals the last couple of games. Anything you would attribute that to?
Nothing in particular. I think that you'll go through stretches where some of your guys are scoring. So we've got a few of our guys that scored that are in a stretch where they're not. I'm not worried about that long term. They just haven't been able to get pucks to the net. I think going right through up to St. Louis, most of those guys are getting lots of good looks. They dried up here in the last two, maybe not even so much Nashville. The last couple of games, we haven't had a lot of offense in the game, but that's the way the NHL's played on the road.
Could it be with some of the illness that's followed you guys around that maybe you guys are working on fumes here the last couple of days?
It doesn't matter. The natural state in the National Hockey League is fatigue. You know, you're always tired. That's just the way the schedule is. So we weren't good enough to win the game tonight. That's it.
Was the shuffling of the lines just a product of trying to get a little
looking for something? I think at that point, I thought that the game was played in the corners for the most part, where Matty Perreault excels. That's why he got an opportunity. He's also, you know, guys who have the fewest miles on them, trying to get them a little bit more ice. So Armia comes in. I liked Armia and Connor with Lowry. Not saying that we're going to stick with that going forward, because Lowry's line's been pretty darn good in the role that we give him, especially when we're at home.